always on, always providing the healthcare information you need. This is the Health and Wellness Channel of Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System. During this COVID-19 pandemic, hospitals are seeing a drop in ER visits and people are putting off getting critical treatment. Dr. Misty Navarro, an emergency department physician at Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital, talks about why this is happening and why it's safe to return to the hospital if you need emergency room services.
Our belief is that the reason this is happening is because people are just afraid to come to the emergency department. They're worried that they're going to get coronavirus, or they worry that perhaps we're overwhelmed, which at this point we're not. It's concerning because strokes and heart attacks, diabetes complications, infections, they're still happening. People still need care, but they're just delaying seeking that treatment. And when they're coming in, they're much sicker. You know, I've had patients coming in short of breath for a week that are in respiratory failure or infections that maybe started off minor that progressed rapidly. You know, patients who have been writing out their heart attacks at home and coming in heart failure. So it's concerning as an emergency physician when I feel like people are afraid to seek care, and by the time they're coming in, they're just much sicker.
Yeah, that is concerning. I know the emergency department is open and safe. Can you talk about the safety precautions in place and how everyone is wearing proper PPE?
So when you come to the emergency department as a patient, you're initially greeted by what's called a quick look nurse outside the emergency department. That nurse is in full PPE and will screen you for what symptoms that you've come to the emergency department for. If you're minimally symptomatic and you're presenting for testing because you're concerned that you've either been exposed to someone with coronavirus or traveled to a high-risk area, those patients we're trying to actually keep in their car and test and screen them from there. If they have symptoms, but they're stable, they're relatively young, they look well, those patients are being directed to our alternative care site for treatment. And inside this alternative care site, the nurses and the providers, the doctors, the physician's assistants are all in personal protective equipment. Now, if you're presenting to the emergency department and you have a non-respiratory complaint like abdominal pain or chest pain or, you know, a cellulitis, leg infection of some sort, those patients are being directed to what we call our clean side of the emergency department, which are our non-respiratory complaints. And if you are an elderly patient with multiple medical conditions and you are having, you know, respiratory symptoms, something that might be concerning for coronavirus, those patients are being masked and then taken into a room where they can be isolated on our respiratory side. So we are taking, you know, precautions to try to segregate out patients. We are, you know, fully cleaning many, many, many times per day the emergency department. All of our staff are, you know, in PPE for every patient interaction. You know, the level of PPE varies. You know, if you're collecting a swab to test for coronavirus, you might be in a more enhanced PPE than, say, if you're just examining a patient that was coming in with abdominal pain. But we did institute a universal masking policy at our hospital so everyone can feel safe and protected, patients and staff.
That's Dr. Misty Navarro, an emergency department physician at Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital. Keeping you informed on the latest information on COVID-19 as well as health and wellness, this is the SVMHS Wellness Channel. If you like what you're hearing, please listen to our podcast series, Ask the Experts, found right here on our website for complete interviews and other health topics of interest to you. So how is SVMHS supporting the community during the COVID-19 pandemic? Well, Pete Delgado, president and CEO of Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System, explains.
Constant communication and updates of what we've learned and sharing that with our community as often as we can, the facts about what's going on, supporting local businesses where we can. For example, many of our remote sites have trouble with getting food to them. So we've contracted some catering services so that that's our way of supporting the community as well. We've offered our patients the ability to see their doctors through telemedicine. And, it's important for the patients to stay connected with their physicians without having to expose them.
Yeah, there's no doubt that staying connected right now is key. We know that public engagement and volunteerism is at the core of SVMHS's commitment to the community. With all these events being halted due to social distancing, how has that affected the organization's efforts in these areas?
We are learning as we go, but we are learning how to take all this good work that we do in the community and putting them online, the community events, classes online. We are sponsors of the Blue Zone Project, and they haven't lost a beat. They just picked up and pivoted and are doing all their community organizations online. We need people to stay active and informed. So we're trying to reach them in new ways, and we're learning as we go. We're looking at deploying some of our staff to assist our community outreach and volunteers with less overall patient volume due to this virus. We have the capacity to focus on different things right now. So we're deploying some of our staff to the community. The census has gone down because of the elective surgeries going down. And as a result, we have staff that are currently, in some units, overstaffed. So we are readjusting, and instead of sending them home, we are using this resource in the community if the community needs them.
Really amazing to hear what you guys are doing. And isn't it amazing just how people can come together? You know, everybody has a job to do. And as you say, some people are just able to pivot in the moment and just do whatever needs to get done. It's really awesome to hear. So Pete, what else do we want people to know right now about COVID-19, the response of the entire system that you oversee, community outreach, anything else we can tell people today?
It's important for our patients to focus on their health, or the community overall, to focus on their health. If you have some chronic illnesses, stay connected with your doctor. Don't forget about eating healthy, getting exercise when you can, maintaining your medications and treatment plans. Last but not least, I need to say thank you to every one of our team, our Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare team. They've done an amazing job.
That's President and CEO of Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System, Pete Delgado. This is the official health and wellness channel of Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System. As the situation around COVID-19 continues to evolve, we encourage you to stay updated and informed on how you can protect yourself and those around you. Please visit our COVID-19 resources and information page found right here on our website. So are you fearing you may have the coronavirus? Carla Spencer, a registered nurse and the director of emergency services at Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital, talks about what you need to know.
Some elderly patients that have a lot of medical problems and things will react to the virus a lot worse than others. About 80% of people who are diagnosed with coronavirus have very minor symptoms. So that's something to keep in mind, is that the majority of the patients who are diagnosed have minor symptoms. But then you have, you know, your elderly population that have other medical problems that, you know, same thing with the flu virus. When they get the flu, it's definitely just a compounded effect. So in terms of the recovery, there's a lot of things out there that people recover within a few days. When we talk about how long should you stay away from people, that magic number that's floating out there is 14 days. Will they find out more in the future? Probably, I would say, because they're finding new things about the virus every day. But for right now, the important thing is that if you're diagnosed, that the patients would be quarantined at home if you're well enough to be home. If you're admitted to the hospital, then we have isolation procedures in the hospital that we would abide by in terms of the hospital staff and the mitigation of exposure. So for people who get diagnosed and that have minor symptoms, which is the majority of the people, then it would be just really home, you know, self-quarantine at home, you know, with supportive care. So fluids and, you know, taking care of yourself, keeping your fever under control, you know, things like that.
That's Carla Spencer, a registered nurse and the director of emergency services at Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital. Always on, always providing the healthcare information you need. This is the Health and Wellness Channel of SVMHS. And remember, for more information and useful tips, please follow us on all of your favorite social media channels. And due to COVID-19, most of us are spending more time at home, and it's a great time to exercise and stay fit. Let's hear from Dr. Joanna Oppenheim, Director of the Wellness Clinic at Salinas Valley Medical Clinics and a family medicine doctor at Prime Care Salinas, as she shares ways you can stay fit during this time and explains why exercise is needed right now.
One thing I can say is we all seem to have more time now to exercise. But the benefits of exercise go well beyond the physical benefits. You feel better mentally. And at this time, which can be very anxiety provoking, as so many of us are facing a situation we've never been in before, and we're not really quite sure what's going to happen in the future, exercise can definitely help with our mental well-being. Other areas that exercise can help with are improving anxiety, depression, sleep, helps boost our immune system, which we could all use right now, and helps us maintain our weight. And actually also gives us something fun to do. What I'd like to remind all of your listeners today is that all movement counts. Even things like cleaning the floor, cleaning the kitchen, doing laundry, going up and down the stairs to put the laundry away, all of that counts as movement. I think the real challenge is for people who like to exercise in large groups or go to exercise classes as motivation. I think that group of people has a harder time kind of maybe motivated to do something at home or self-motivating because they like exercising with other people. So I think of exercise in terms of three kind of areas of exercise that I like to focus on. One is cardiovascular exercise. The second one is strength training, and the third one is stretching. So I'll talk about each of those separately, but the real pitch I want to make for is right now is that the number one thing I'd like all of your listeners to do is to avoid sitting down for long periods of time. It's really easy to sit down, watch Netflix, and then you know how the next episode just comes on and then you look up and you think, oh my gosh, 5 hours have gone by, you know, and basically you sat down after lunch and then you get up and make dinner and then you haven't gotten up in between. So I do recommend that every hour or every show that you watch, you get up and at least walk around your house, because this will get you moving, get your blood moving, get your heart pumping a little bit harder and actually help you feel better. But getting back to exercise, you know, cardiovascularly, I think there's several things that we can all do. You know, I think right now the best thing that you can do is actually get outside and walk. Obviously, maintaining the physical distance from others that is recommended. In our neighborhood here, I have seen people that I haven't seen in 6 to 9 months outside walking their dogs, walking with their families, or even walking by themselves. And it's actually a really nice thing to see the community actually getting outside and moving. Walking to me is one of the best cardiovascular exercises that you can do. You don't really even need special shoes. You don't need a special outfit. This is something that you can get out and you can do for 5 minutes, you can do for 10 minutes, you can do for 45 minutes. You can break it up throughout the day. But really, if you can get outside and just move, the fresh air is wonderful for your health as well. And again, if you're anything like me, mentally, just a wonderful break from just life inside the house. You know, if you have a pet, I'm sure, you know, most of us who have pets, our dogs are very happy that we're walking them very often. I honestly think that I look at my dog and she's lost about 5 pounds since the shelter in place order. And then I think by the end of the day, she sort of looks at us and goes, again, we're going out again. Just sort of, please leave me alone. But I think if you have a pet, this definitely will help spur you to go outside. If for those of us that can't go outside or don't want to go outside or fearful, you know, maybe now's the time to dust off some of that exercise equipment that you bought 5 years ago or 6 years ago, bring it out and use it. You know, the goal is to aim for at least 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise a day. But, you know, obviously, if you want to do more, you can. You don't have to do all 30 minutes at once. If you want to go out for a 15-minute walk twice a day, that counts as well. Other things that you can do if you don't have any exercise equipment at home is walk around your house. If you have stairs, you know, every time you go up and down the stairs to do something in the upper floor of your house, maybe you go up and down the stairs 3 times instead of just once. Again, it's just sort of getting your body moving in any way that you can, really. I have some friends that work out with CrossFit and other group exercise activities, And what I've noticed is that their gyms have also done online workouts for them every day. I know some gyms are lending out equipment. I mean, not like, oh, you take it for an hour and then bring it back, but actually giving it to somebody to keep for a week or two, which I think is wonderful. And I think for those people that have that option, I would definitely talk to your gym owner or trainer, and I'm sure that they're happy to help make a workout program for you to do at home. But those are the kind of things that I like to do cardiovascularly in our neighborhood, because I think that's accessible to anybody. Walking is really, it's probably the most underused form of exercise that I can think of.
Funny you mention that, because my wife and I for years have been talking about going for walks together. But then something happens, dinner, kids' homework, oh, we've got a baseball game, and we're actually doing that for the first time after all these years of talking about it. And it is really nice. It's nice to get outside, and we can talk about things we don't talk about when the kids are around. You know, it's kind of great. Let's go through the other two facets of exercise you wanted to discuss.
So the next one is sort of strength training, which is a great way to help build muscle. It's also a great way that I counsel my patients who are trying to lose weight. This is a great way to increase your basal metabolic rate and kind of boost how many calories you burn. We also know that as you get older, the more muscle you have, the less likely you are to fall and the stronger you are. So I'm a big fan of just using my own body weight. And I'm a very basic person when it comes to strength training. I'm not a big fan of going to the gym and doing all those machines. So I kind of, you know, what I do is I do just things like push-ups, sit-ups, squats. These are very basic. You can do them anywhere. You can do them in your house. You can do them before you shower. You don't even need a special room. For those people that like to add weights but don't have weights at home, you know, you can use soup cans, jugs of water, anything that you can actually hold on to. And sometimes the weirder shaped it is, the harder it is for you to do things like push it over your head or just lift it up. So anything like that, I think, is a really great way to build muscle. Again, I think YouTube is great for a ton of free videos on just about anything. And now I kind of try and encourage patients, maybe now's the time you can experiment with something like yoga or Pilates or other workouts that you're curious but, you know, haven't tried yet because you never had the time. You know, now's the time to Google, you know, beginner's yoga for 30 minutes on YouTube. It's free. You have the time. If you don't like it, you never have to do it again. But you also might discover something that works for you and that you enjoy doing. And the things that you enjoy doing are the things that you're going to come back to. So I never encourage patients to do things that they don't like, because they'll only do it once. They'll hate me for it, and then they'll throw it all away, and then they don't do it. So now's a great time just to go online. It's all free. It's actually, I've been looking at it. It's amazing what people have to offer online. So I do encourage people to find something new, because now's the time to do it. The other things that people can use at home too, if they have them, are exercise bands as well, which I think are great. You can order them off Amazon. You know, I tell people, look, sit in front of the TV. You can just put the bands around your arms and move them out, move them front, move them back. You're building muscle. Anytime you're doing something against resistance, you're building muscle. And again, it's even easy to do this while you're sitting down, which is what a lot of us could do, which a lot of us are doing right now. And then the last part that people forget about is flexibility. And this is really important, because over time, this helps decrease pain and stiffness in your body. And especially as we're sitting more now, and a lot of us are using our iPads more, our computers more, our phones more, because we're sitting down watching TV, scrolling through Facebook, checking the corona statistics every hour. So I really recommend, this is sort of you getting up, stretching, and moving in a way that's different than you're normally moving. So for most people who sit down a lot, the one thing I like to do is just stand up. I clasp my hands below, you know, by the back of my bottom, and basically just stretch backwards. And everyone knows once you do this how good it feels, because you're basically stretching in a way that you're normally not. So stretching, again, is a great way to keep nimble, helps you stand taller, keeps you all your joints more flexible. And all you can do is things like stand on one leg, lift one leg, bend it, straighten it, turn your ankles from side to side, lift your legs from side to side to help be more flexible in your hips, put your neck back, do neck rolls. All those things help, and they feel great, actually. People love it, especially when they've been sitting for a long time. And so even people, like I mentioned before, I'd like you to get up every hour, but if you don't want to get up and take a 5-minute walk or a 10-minute walk, even just stretching for 2 minutes feels so good. You know, don't forget your shoulder rolls, especially as we sit so much.
That's Dr. Joanna Oppenheim, director of the Wellness Clinic at Salinas Valley Medical Clinics and a family medicine doctor at Prime Care Salinas. Keeping you informed on the latest information on COVID-19 as well as health and wellness, this is the SVMHS Wellness Channel. And we're happy to announce SVMHS has achieved an A rating for its evidence-based clinical demonstration to patient safety. The Leapfrog Group, an independent national nonprofit organization, announced it awarded SVMHS an A grade in the Spring 2020 Hospital Safety Score, which rates how well hospitals protect patients from errors, injuries, and infections. Pete Delgado, president and CEO of Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System, says patient safety is always our top priority. Now more than ever, it's important for our community to know we are committed to the highest standards, policies, and protocols. To receive this A grade as we conquer the coronavirus together should bring even more reassurance to our patients and their families. To read the full story, please visit our news section on the website. This is the SVMHS Wellness Channel. Thanks for listening.